Joining Shurtleff was Jonathan Johnson of Utah-based Overstock.com, Stan Lockhart with Utah-based Micron Technology, and Jeremy Robbins, Director at Partnership for a New American Economy. Micron's Stan Lockhart says his company relies on the best and brightest engineers to compete in the global economy.
It just is so nonsensical to bring people here to this country to educate them, to give them these incredible skills, skills that really our universities are known for. And so we give them all that education, and then we ship them home and say, create your own business there, compete with American business.
Mark Shurtleff, a Republican, has been praised for staking out alternatives to hard-lined immigration reforms. He's urging others in his party to take the same approach.
We have an example now that those who were the anti-immigration shrillest voices all lost. And those Republicans who stepped up for comprehensive reform in Utah all won. That's a message that can go to every legislature in this country, every state legislature, and it needs to go to Congress.
Utah's guest worker program is set to begin this summer. Shurtleff says he's still in conversations with the federal government about how Utah can legally move forward with the program. Whitney Evans, KUER News.